Well, give us another song. What's next, Anne?
I'd like to share That Kind of Grace from Rhubarb Trees, a couple songs from Rhubarb Trees, and the first one would be That Kind of Grace, which was the first song that I wrote with David Roth. We have a couple songs, a few songs that we've written together.
And so this one's a pretty recent album, but the song is mid-90s or so?
Yeah, the song was written when I met Carol Robertson's mother, Alpha Robertson. She was an educator, and Carol was one of the four girls killed in church bombings in Birmingham Church. And I met her through the Carol Robertson Center. And it was just, again, when we talked about how people struggle with forgiveness being the biggest question when I was talking to Alpha Robertson of how could she really forgive these people who were responsible for her daughter's death. And she said, I forgave them not just because as a Christian we are told to forgive, but I forgave them for myself. And that was transformative to me. And as far as looking at my own struggles with forgiveness with people who had caused harm, much less, you know, trivial compared to what Alpha Robertson had been through. And so I started thinking in terms of what the African American community in general has had to forgive and the resilience of that forgiveness within that community. And then I also thought at that point the Southern Poverty Law Center had won the suit against the Klan for Beulah Mae Donald in honor of her son, who had been also in 1981 lynched by Klan members. And I started thinking about her, and David and I were talking about that, and at the trial, when she was confronted with the killers of her son, she said, I've already forgiven them. And that was astounding to me. And then David had just seen, after the LA riots, Rodney King had spoken, and David was inspired by that. And we were on a long car trip, and we thought we would write about it. And so that's where this song came from.
That Kind of Grace.
Sunday morning, Birmingham, quiet in the church. Bombs were planted, house of God, children's blood on the cross.
And your daughter, she was one angel without wings. How could anyone forgive those who do such things? And when
I sing Amazing Grace, your face is what I see. I hope someday that kind of grace will find its way through me.
Friday evening in Mobile, Klansmen killing time. Saw young Michael walking by, he would do just fine.
Quiet student, mother's best, pleading for his life. They strung him up to make their point sharper than a knife.
Beulah Mae, his mother, stood. People all around in the courtroom listening as the truth was found.
From her mouth no curses fell, no profanity. I would do to others what I'd have them do to me.
And when I sing Amazing Grace, her face is what I see. I hope someday that kind of grace will find its way through me.
Thursday afternoon in the car, turn the radio on. Verdict in Los Angeles, oh, what have we done?
Images of violence, yellow, black, and white. 53 dead, millions lost. Who can win this fight?
Then on the screen, a face of tears, trembling through and through. One we've seen too many times, beaten on the news.
I could barely hear his words, full of fear and doubt.
People, we can't live like this. We've got to work this out. And when I sing Amazing Grace, that face is what I see. I hope someday that kind of grace will find its way through me.
Another beautiful song by Ann Hills, actually Ann Hills and David Roth in this case. The song is That Kind of Grace, and it's on their Rhubarb Trees album. Again, Ann Hills today, the song That Kind of Grace. The thing I felt when I heard this song, Ann, is that it's a prayer. I mean, at the end of the chorus, I hope someday that kind of grace will find its way through me. So my question is, have you gotten closer? This is, you know, maybe almost 20 years ago you wrote this song. Have you felt that increase in grace through you? If I talked to Mark Moss, your husband, would he say that you're the forgiving kind?
I think so. I think that, you know, I've worked really hard on that. Ever since I heard that I did it not just because I am told as a Christian to forgive, but I did it for myself, I thought a lot about that, about how anger eats up time and eats up the person. And if you're, you know, I mean, this could have been a very political show, because I'm probably as much a political writer as I am a spiritual writer. You know, when Tom Paxson and I did our duet record and we did Under American Skies, which was about the death penalty, I've been against the death penalty for years. And that idea of that forgiving the person actually saves the person who does, you know, who has that commandment of forgiveness, how it saves them from the anger, is a pretty powerful argument.
And I'm glad you recognize that as a therapist. Obviously, that's part of the work you have to do when you're doing that work. I mean, you have to save people from themselves so often. We do such damage to ourselves. And when we release things, there's a better future ahead for us.
And I've come to see as a counselor that forgiveness, I think of these things as muscles, as psychic muscles. You know, it's that you exercise the muscle of forgiveness. I don't think that anyone who's been through having their child killed by someone for no other reason than because their skin color wasn't the color they wanted ever just forgives them and it's done. It's a daily practice of forgiveness. So I don't think of it in terms of, well, you learned how to forgive. No, it's a practice, and the only way you can continue to forgive is to practice it.